Well, I know you hate to move meats around, but boy, that weather forecast just stinks big time. Well, hopefully we get some rain because we need some rain, but it's probably the smart idea, and it looks like everybody's on for Wednesday now at your place, aren't they?
Yeah. There was a couple schools that maybe had some kids in music contests or ACT stuff that might not have, you know, everybody, but I think all the teams, you know, collectively said that they can send athletes, so that was about the best we could hope for when you make a move that, you know, in that short a notice. But, you know, I think we're going to get a much better day on Wednesday. And, you know, now we're actually staring down the barrel of, you know, the possibility of Saturday at Hershey being a not very nice day and maybe something going on there too. So there's been a lot of flexibility, but I just appreciate all the schools being able to, you know, work with us and try to get the best possible day for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, your last two weren't bad. I mean, you'll take them. A little sunshine. I know the wind's going to blow with a lot of these meets. You can't help that, but as long as you keep the moisture away, the last two were relatively good for you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and wind has been probably the biggest factor for us so far. You know, just we got some distance runners that I'd like to see them get on a good, calm day, you know, just so they can kind of, you know, pace something out and see what they've got. But, yeah, you're in Nebraska in the spring. It's going to be something, so all things considered, we've had pretty decent days for meets.
You know, Haven Hawkswell, speaking of your distance, we'll start with those guys first. He continues post some really good numbers. I know he and the McGreer kid, I think I've met up maybe a couple of times from Perkins County, and Haven's right in the thick of things and lowering that time whenever he can.
Right. You know, we were talking about it just a minute ago, Coach Hawkswell and I. You know, Mason McGreer is the favorite to win the mile and 2 mile. You know, at the Class C meet, Jarrett Miles has won gold medals at the state meet in the mile before. You know, there was those distance races in the SPVA. You know, the little freshman from Grant Goodell, he's coming. You know, he'd had some injury stuff, but he's starting to come on. You know, Haven's had a nice year. You know, Andrew Wiest, another one of ours, you know, has really run well. And so, yeah, you know, it's great competition. I'd love to see those guys get a non-windy day, because I would say, you know, Haven ran 10:31, I think, and you know, that was, you know, we kind of try to look at it as, was it, you know, a second and a half, 2 second a lap wind, you know, 25-mile-an-hour wind. So, you know, we feel like, you know, he might have been down there, you know, 10:15, 10:20 effort. And so, you know, if we get a calm day, we'd like to see if maybe, you know, get him a chance to do that and get some real confidence going into districts and state.
I know your 4x8 is got a nice time right now. I see Perkins runs 8:23 the other day, so you got a little ground to make up on them. But that, you feel like, I'm sure they can run faster.
We can. We're really ding. We've been hit by an injury bug, and it's basically been in our middle distance. We've been, you know, knock on wood, we've stayed relatively healthy. You know, we've got a couple guys on, you know, in the sprints that we've gotten back, but Zach Herbert, guy who has anchored our 4x8, you know, he's got some knee issues. I don't know if we'll get him back. Brian Reyes, the guy that we thought was going to step into kind of that one open spot, because we only lost one kid off of that, you know, 4x8 that got fourth at state last year. But he's, you know, he's got some tests that he's going to have done here to see if we can get him back. And so we're kind of that's the one area on our team where we're kind of things are up in the air a little bit, but we got a lot of depth. We've got some what it is opportunity for the next man up. So we'll see where we go from there. But yeah, 8:44 we've run. We think we probably need to be, you know, 8:35 to comfortably qualify. So
in the throws, Jarrett Peterson's still really steady, but boy, you're noticing, I'm sure, a few of your other district opponents, Mitchell and Hemingford, got some guys that are really throwing well as of late, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you know, our guys, we've had some other stuff going on. You know, Jarrett had some wrestling stuff, which, you know, that's his future here in the next 4 years, you know, with you know, Division II wrestling and stuff. So he's wrestled a meet and gone to nationals and stuff. So I think, you know, we're going to get Jarrett back you know, pretty strong here for the stretch run now. You know, he trimmed some weight there for his wrestling, you know, meet and stuff. So I think we're going to get Jarrett back, and you know, he's such a good competitor. Cooper Dillon is going to continue as a senior to throw well. You know, Noah Rao, our sophomore, has had some big throws. But, you know, like you said, there's some really good competition in the shot, the discus, the pole vault. you know, in our district. So we got some guys that are going to have to be ready to go come May 9th.
Were you shocked the other day when the St. Pat's kid ran so fast in the 110 highs against Easton, or not shocked at all?
Well, you know, he's the state record holder. He's run under 14.2 at the state meet last year. So, you know, he ran really well, and Easton runs better because of him. I mean, both of them PR'd, you know, for this season, you know, that was right down around Easton's time, best time from last year, 14.4 something, so which is our school record. So, you know, I think we've been pretty excited about those two matching up. You know, Jensen Olson, right now SPVA sits 1, 2, and 3 in the state rankings last I looked. And actually, I think our third guy, Tyler O'Neill, I think he was sitting 6th or 7th. So, you know, in the state in Class C. So it's competitive, and those guys are going to see each other a bunch here over the next few weeks. So it'll be fun to watch them.
Yeah, when your SPVA conference rolls around, ooh, that's going to be, I mean, it's just a few of the people we just named from Perkins County, from Hershey, from St. Pat's, that's going to be one to watch.
Absolutely. You know, last year when we lined up for the finals of the 110 high hurdles, four guys from the SPVA of the 8, and the 9th place guy that just got left out was Kate Anderson, so it could have been 5 out of 8, and this year we're looking at it could be 5 again, you know, and so the SPVA has the hurdles are going well right now, and you know, 100 with and 200, you know, with and 400 even with Easton and Chase Moorhead from Hershey, and you know, Thomas Reeves and Nisley in the 100, you know, gosh, it's very, very competitive.
Well, it should be fun there at your place with Dundee County Stratton making the way over Hershey. You see Ogallala again. So yeah, what, 2, 4, about 7, 8 teams in this one? Should be a pretty competitive one.
It should, and we're going to. It's going to be a great opportunity for, you know, kids to get a bunch of events. We've gone to this format of unlimited or 10. You can enter 10, up to 10 in any every school can an event, and most don't get to 10. We do in a few of them, but enter 10 and score your top 3. It's just a great opportunity to get all your kids out there, get them a full work day, and so it should be a lot of fun again, and we're looking forward to it for sure.